Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Supreme Court, by a 7-2 vote, is allowing the Trump administration's new rule, effectively blocking many asylum seekers from entering the country, to go into effect. NPR's Nita Totenberg reports the rule blocks refugees seeking asylum from applying for protection in the U.S. unless they've been denied asylum in Mexico or a third country.
The new rule has the practical effect of denying almost all Central American refugees asylum in the U.S. It was promulgated in July and blocked by the lower courts as a violation of federal immigration law. So the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to in turn stop those lower court orders from going into effect, and the justices have agreed to do that for now. It is likely that the Supreme Court will hear the case in the coming term, but in the meantime, the administration's new rule will remain in effect. Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg dissented. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Trump administration is touting new tools to go after terrorist financing. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the administration has updated an executive order put in place after the 9/11 attacks.
The State Department's point person on counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, says the Trump administration has been aggressively using its sanctions authorities and now has upgraded and expanded those tools.
If you're on the dark corners of the internet getting bomb-making instructions, if you're going to a Hezbollah training camp, that fact alone is now a sufficient basis for you to be designated.
The U.S. is already adding to its terrorist blacklist. The announcement of the updated executive order was overshadowed Tuesday by the news of National Security Advisor John Bolton's ouster. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Trump says his administration is preparing to put in place a ban on flavored nicotine vaping products. That's amid growing concerns about health hazards associated with them, including hundreds of cases of pulmonary illness and several reported deaths. Trump made the comments during a meeting at the White House today with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and Acting FDA Commissioner Norman Sharpless.
We are looking at vaping very strongly. It's very dangerous. Children have died. People have died.
Last week, Michigan became the first state to ban flavored e-cigarettes. Attorneys for some 2,000 local governments say they've agreed to a tentative settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma over the nation's opioid crisis. The deal, which has been on the table for several weeks, would require the Connecticut-based company to pay up to $12 billion over time, and the Sackler family, which owns the company, to give up control. Sources speaking on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. However, many state attorneys general say they remain opposed. More than 20 states have sued the Sacklers. Stocks closed higher today. The Dow up 227 points. The Nasdaq rose 85 points. This is NPR. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says that an orderly departure of Britain from the European Union remains possible less than 2 months before the deadline. However, it's also becoming increasingly clear such a departure becomes less likely as the deadline approaches. There is little indication British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will get the new exit deal he wants from EU members. Merkel said while an orderly departure is still possible, Germany is also prepared for a so-called no-deal Brexit. A team of Chinese scientists is publishing the first report in the scientific literature of an attempt to use the powerful gene-editing tool CRISPR to try to treat a disease. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The case involves a 27-year-old man who is HIV positive. The scientists used the gene editing technique CRISPR to create immune system cells that would be resistant to the AIDS virus and then transplanted the edited cells into the man's body. While the transplant did not rid the man of HIV, it appears to have been safe. So the report in the New England Journal of Medicine is seen as an important first step towards trying to use CRISPR to treat many diseases. Doctors are trying to use CRISPR to treat conditions ranging from blindness to cancer. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Northern white rhinos are nearly extinct. However, an international consortium of scientists and researchers have succeeded in creating two embryos of northern white rhinos, a milestone that may be pivotal in helping to save the species. The embryos were created in vitro using eggs collected from the two remaining females and frozen sperm from dead males. The last male northern white rhino died in 2018. This is NPR.